right, y'all. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the house. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. 9 o'clock is generally the hour that we tell you to call in. Toll-free number 1-888-767-4348, and we'll take care of whatever question you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. But I wanted to get a special guest in this particular hour, Mr. Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, thanks for coming in this morning on your day off.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate it. I wanted to get you in right now because there's so much talk. I just got back from a week in Ottawa, and there's so much talk up there about the dollar against the Canadian dollar, against the European euro, and a lot of, I would say, anxiety over how strong the dollar is and whether or not the Feds are going to do another rate increase and what that could or couldn't do to our economy as well as to our mortgages, while we've got the biggest wave of young people coming into home ownership than we've ever had in history since the end of World War II. So, I mean, it's kind of a critical time, and I wanted to get you in studio because if people are thinking, especially young people or people that have been in the housing market, were maybe pushed out of the housing market through the sharp decline of 08 and this last Great Recession, and they want to move back into the housing ownership arena, I just wanted to kind of get you on air and kind of talk into their ear about what's involved, particularly that young couple. Let's take them first because they are the biggest number of home buyers currently.
It is the millennials right now, for sure.
And I think it's hilarious. Just a year ago, all the experts were saying the millennials will never stop buying houses. They're going to live in apartments their whole life.
And then a year later, it's, it's been, I'm way outside of the millennial group. It's, I'm a little old for that. But, yeah. You know, it's, they are the biggest group of people that are purchasing right now. And it makes sense to do it right now in our rate environment. And rates are still extremely low, even though we saw an increase by the Fed for rates at the end of last year. The way mortgage rates reacted was actually a decline. We see interest rates that are lower now than they were before the Fed raised rates at the end of last year. And that's a factor. I'm certainly not an economist, but it's a factor of the economy. And the economy is still not fully recovered. It's stronger than it was before, but there are still signs of weaknesses in the economy. And we're seeing interest rates reflect that and continuing to stay low.
And they're talking that the Fed meets every so often. They're talking that they'll be considering whether or not to bump the rate again two or three more times between now and the end of the year, I think.
Yes. And in the meeting notes that came out last week, very ambiguously, the Fed has left it on the table that we could see another rate increase in June. Time will tell on that. We'll see what happens. You'll certainly see economists on both sides of it predicting one yes, one no. So who knows until it actually happens. But even with a rate increase by the Fed in June, we may not see much of an impact in mortgage rates.
Well, let's talk about that young. Let's just talk about that young couple or that young single person that maybe has been double bunking with mom and dad for the last couple of years, getting on their feet, getting out of college, getting that little bit of savings put together for the down payment. What are y'all looking for in that first time buyer?
You know, the biggest thing, is just making sure that from a budget standpoint, that the monthly payment on that house is going to fit with the income, and that we're not overextending, not buying too much house, making sure the monthly payment fits in there. Income and debts are obviously very important. Credit is very important also. And so what we're seeing with a lot of the younger people and a lot of the millennials are that, you know, credit generally is very good. And as kind of a general rule of thumb, if payment history has been good on other debts, credit cards, auto loans, if, you know, if we have some established credit, chances are qualifying is not going to be an issue. But credit is an important thing. It doesn't have to be perfect. And that's one of the misconceptions that's out there, is that you have to have a perfect 800 credit score in order to qualify. It's not the case. Better your credit is, obviously, the better the terms might be on your loan, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And so that's something we take a very close look at when we first meet.
And you can get your credit score any one of a number of different free ways. Just access it. You get it. So a young person, maybe out of college 2 or 3 years, maybe pulling down anywhere between $40,000 and $70,000, sees a credit score that maybe is dinged up pretty bad. What kind of number are y'all looking for? Where do they need to be in the arena of home ownership?
Yeah, as low as 620. And so you said something very interesting there, Rosie, in that there are a lot of free credit report websites, a lot of resources to get that credit report. But if you're thinking about buying a house, what we strongly recommend is consult with a professional, because there, what a lot of people don't know is that there are actually different types of credit scores. And so we're all familiar with the free online ones, but it's actually a different scoring system, a different scale, a different number than what creditors actually use. There are consumer versions of a credit score and credit report, and then there are creditor versions. And then even within the creditor versions, there are different versions depending on the type. Mortgage companies use a different version of a FICO score than a car company might use. So it's important to make sure that you're looking at the right credit report and right score for the particular type of credit that you're looking to get. So if you're looking at a mortgage, talk to a mortgage company to have them look at your credit and consult you on the items that are on your credit report. But as low as 620, and the terms on that are still very comparable, very competitive to somebody that has an 800. Obviously, higher is better. You get rewarded with the higher credit scores, but you're not severely penalized if you're on the lower end of it. And so depending on the loan program.
The higher credit score could give you better terms in the way of long-term interest rates over the life of the mortgage?
Yes, interest rates or closing costs. There are a couple of different ways the credit score can affect the overall cost of the mortgage.
Okay. So if I'm in that situation, and maybe I haven't moved back in with mom and dad, maybe I am in an apartment and I'm paying, you know, for a 2-bedroom apartment to have a little elbow room and keep my use 1 bedroom as storage and 1 bedroom to sleep in and a little kitchenette and sitting area. And I'm, you know, I could be anywhere between, depending where I am in town or in Arizona, I could be at $650 a month. I could be at $2,000 a month. I could be at $2,500 a month. Getting an entry level buying. Let's take a $150,000 condo. What am I going to need to have in my pocket, in my bank account, to put down as a down payment? And in today's interest rates, which would be quoting at what, 4?
For a 30-year, under 4 still.
Under 4.
Interest rates will be in the high 3s on a 30-year without buying down the rate at all. So if on a 15-year, very low 3s, and in some cases under 3%, depending on the circumstances. And so we've been in an environment with rates that, you know, we've hovered in that high 3s, low 4 for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And so rates have been fantastic there. As far as down payment, if you're a veteran, that can be done zero down. That's absolutely fantastic. VA loans are some of my favorite. I love VA loans there. So we can do zero down there. FHA, 3.5% of the purchase price, so about $5,200 on the $150,000 house.
Okay.
And then there are also some down payment assistance programs that are out there that are sponsored by the state of Arizona that can actually help you with that 3.5% down on the FHA loans. conventional loans, Fannie Mae has a 3% down, so $4,500 on that $150,000 house.
And what do you have to do to qualify to get into that one?
That one is it's the same qualifying. It's the same qualifying as the FHA. It's actually designed to compete with FHA a little bit, and so there's nothing special. Except that you cannot, on that particular conventional 3%, you cannot own another house and take that loan at the same time. So they only allow you to own one house at a time on that one.
Very good. So I'm paying $1,500 a month rent for a two-bedroom apartment. I need to come up with $5,200 to buy. And I'm going to be at what kind of payments?
You're going to, at $150,000, you're going to be under $1,000 a month with the property taxes and homeowners insurance included. Your total payment is under $1,000 a month at $150,000. So your housing expense from what you're paying in rent to what you'd have as purchasing, your housing expense is actually lower. It's cheaper to own a house from a monthly payment standpoint. It's less expensive to own a house.
Arizona homeowners, if you're listening and you know someone trying to get back into home ownership, call them now, tell them to tune in, or better yet, give Harold a call here in the studio at 1-888-767-4348. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group is in here talking about let's get y'all out of the apartment and into a house. It is, there's no way you can deny, it is the first step up the rung of achieving the American dream, home ownership. It's a great, great place to start, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, if you look at, if you're paying $1,500 a month in rent and you've been renting for, 5 years, that is $90,000 that you've put in your landlord's pocket.
I want to talk about why the renting market is still so strong as is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
$90,000 to a landlord, man, that burns.
It does.
Ooh, that's a burn. And you know what else burns? Burnout Plus by Bonide. It's a all-organic, citrus-based product that'll suffocate your weeds, make them curl, rot, die, and go away, and keep any HOA president snippy snooty from coming over there and measuring any little green sprouts they see coming up in your lawn. And you can do it without worrying about anything getting around it, whether it's animals or kids or any kind of overspray. Like I said, all organic oil. Bonide products are family-made in America, and you can find them at Bonide dealers all across the state in northern Arizona. If you're in the White Mountains, Christopher's in Lakeside carries Bonide products. If you're in the Prescott area, the Mountain Gardener, Ken Lane of Waters Garden Center on Iron Springs. And for Tucson, down on South Houghton at Savanos on Speedway, you can find it at Mesquite Valley Growers. And in Phoenix, Treeland Nursery, that's Bonide Weed Out Plus for all organic weed control.